Spiny-skinned invertebrates are in the majority on the ocean floor. Sea urchins, starfish, sea cucumbers, and all the rest. These living things look for food by combing the ocean floor. The sea urchin is an interesting looking invertebrate. It has no hard shell to protect its soft body from predators, although it does possess a deterrent weapon, its spines. Sea urchin spines are mobile and even poisonous in some species and can reach up to 30 centimeters in length. These tubular feet protruding from its body are the sea chestnut's invaluable limbs. These feet are both flexible and at the same time have a suction property. Using them, the creatures can easily cling to rocks and wander about the seabed. The tubes are just like the urchin's eyes. They perceive heat, light, and vibrations in the water in a most sensitive manner. Plankton swept along by the currents are sucked up by the sea urchin's feet, which also serve as the creature's gills. Oxygen and carbon dioxide are exchanged here. The sea urchin's mouth is immediately underneath its body. It scratches up with its teeth and eats algae from the rocks over which it travels. Sea urchin reproduction is a most fascinating time. They come along side by side, and as the female leaves her eggs into the current, the male deposits his sperm. There are millions of these cells. The clouds of eggs mingle with the clouds of sperm. When one considers all the difficulties and dangers they will face, it becomes apparent why so many cells are given off. The genes from the female combine with those of the male. The number of genes in these cells has been deliberately reduced by half. This allows a healthy sea urchin cell to form when the genes from the male and female are brought together. When the male and female cells combine, the cells immediately begin to divide and multiply and to assume their various characteristics. These dividing cells later assume a larval form. The sea urchin's spiny extensions, tubular feet, digestive system, and divergent tissues continue developing during the larval stage. This is a scallop in the larval stage. And this is a starfish larva. These will mature and be carried to new locations by the current and continue life under the sea. Who is it who determines the number of eggs and sperm cells? Who selects the timing and decides that the number of egg and sperm cell genes should be half that in the other cells? No creature living at the bottom of the sea can come by such information by itself. There is no doubt that it is the Almighty God, the possessor of infinite might and knowledge, who gives shape to the sea urchin and determines every stage of its life.